The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard and a hedge around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to the tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and inquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyards to other tenants. We'll give him the produce at the proper time." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. You know, my last day at my last parish was on Friday the 29th. And I thought, before I start at Holy Family, I better take a couple of days off. So I was actually off last weekend, which is very rare for a priest. Because I knew I wanted just to, you know, get kind of whole again in the head before I came to all of you. So last Saturday morning, I left my parish and I drove to Holy Family and I dropped off all of my priest vestments and my chalice. And after that, I drove to the Burbank Airport to spend a couple of days with one of my favorite cousins. And when I got to the Burbank Airport, all of the parking garages were completely full. So I had a decision to make. Walk about a mile or do valet parking? Which one do you think I chose? Amen, valet parking, right? So I was in the terminal and just resting, waiting for my flight. And all of a sudden I heard, "Well, Ricardo Viveros, please return to the valet." That's my name, if you don't know my name yet, okay? And you know, sometimes you hear things and you think, did I actually just hear that, right? So they called my name again. So I walked outside. And the employee looked at me and said, "You didn't give me your car key." I said, "I did give you my car key." And you know, when things change in an instant, it's amazing how our personality starts to change, is it not? I went from being very calm to thinking things that I can't ever say in church, all right? I was getting upset, and I thought, oh my gosh, what if this man is a parishioner at Holy Family? I better behave, right? So, I actually had my second car key with me because I literally just moved, but what are the odds of that, right? Having two car keys with you. So, I was angry. I could be very type A at times, and I thought, oh geez. So while I was waiting for my flight, when I finally went back in, and I have to admit, during those 2 days that I was with my cousin, I was full of anxiety and preoccupied over a car key. And how often in our own lives or is everything going well, and sometimes we go in a different direction. And I'm sure you have been full of anxiety yourself, have you not? And when we get full of anxiety or worry, that can impact how we treat other people. And that's what these readings are about this weekend. Jesus is challenging each and every one of us. And he's telling you, despite the worries that we all go through in life, we still need to try to treat each other with respect and dignity. But that is not always easy to do, my friends. How do you treat your family members when you're stressed out? Husbands and wives, don't look at each other right now, okay? I know when I'm stressed, my mom could tell right away on the phone. I'm sure you parents could tell with your children, right? But sometimes those that we're closest to, we treat the worst. And we take it out on them. And that's not fair to do. So Jesus teaches a better way in the gospel. How do you treat those that are different than you? I'm a big, big Dodger fan, and I'm not very happy with anybody from the Arizona Diamondbacks this morning, all right? I hope there's no fans here, all right? But you know, little things like sports can get us riled up. Sometimes we regret things that we say. This gospel always challenges us to look how we're living our lives in our family so that we're not taking advantage of one another. We're not just sitting back and letting our husband or wife do all the housework. That kids, you know, that you are doing your part and helping. So my friends, these readings challenge us very, very sturdily this weekend. And they're telling us, no matter what you're going through in life, no matter how stressed you may be, no matter how busy you may be in your daily life, we still need to treat each other with respect and kindness. So when they lost my car key, I did what any good Catholic would do. Who do you think I started to pray to? What saint?
Saint
Anthony. The busiest saint in heaven, right? So I was praying to Saint Anthony when I landed that Monday to get my car. There were two car keys, my friends, right? So I was all worked up over something that worked out at the end of the day. And my friends, the only thing that we really need to worry about at the end of the day is, am I being a good person? Am I following Jesus? Am I doing my part to make this world a better place? We can't control other people. We can't control work at times, but what we can control is whether we're following Jesus and listening to his message. So Jesus is looking at each and every one of us this morning. He's telling us to do better, to treat people with more patience and respect. So what I want you to do right now is to think of one person in your life that Jesus is asking you to love a little bit more. And don't act like you don't drive people crazy yourself, okay? But just think of one person that maybe you've been impatient with, maybe you've spoken ill of, and how are you going to love that person better? And it's often the people that we live with that we are the most impatient with. So let's think of that one person right now that we're going to show God's love to, and how are you going to change so that person knows that they matter to you? I don't want any of us, when people walk away from us, to say, that person's the grouch, they must go to Holy Family. I want them to say, that's a really good person, that's a disciple of Christ, they must go to Holy Family. My last parish was Holy Trinity, and I always used to pick on Holy Family in Glendale, so I better not. I got to change the script, okay? So let's think of that one person right now, and how are you going to love them starting today?